say if a schoolboy has just gotten scolded by his teacher, you might say, well, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it. Didn't do it.
Or say if I walk around outside and I accidentally step on a rake and break it, and I apologize for it, the person might say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And if you see a little boy who's crying, you might ask him what the problem is. And he might say, well, my friend was eating candy and he didn't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to farming. What would you call these trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Furrows.
Okay. And if you have a good yield on the farm, so you raise a big
crop.
Say if a farmer's got some land, he's got a lot of bushes and trees on it, and he wants to put that land to cultivation. You say he did one to it.
Maybe.
Have you ever heard of any names for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of you now?
Mm-mm.
Say if the farmer just cut his hay off the field, and when he comes back up again the second time, ever heard that called anything? Second crop, second head. Mm-hmm. Or what about a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it? So if you got, if you're growing beans and you got corn coming up in there even though you didn't plant it, what are they calling it?
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer crop.
Mm-hmm.
Name a volunteer. Did people ever grow a pool around here?
I
don't think so. Okay. Let me just ask you a few things that you've heard. After you cut the wheat, you take it and tie it up into a
bundle.
Right. You know if you can take those bundles and pile them together into something bigger?
A stack or something.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about a shock or shocking wheat?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just right off the top of your head, about how much corn to an acre would you say for you to yield?
I have no idea.
Well, what's the unit, the quantity of maize?
Bushels.
Sure. Okay, and you were talking about having 40.
Bushels.
Alright. What would you say that you did to oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
No.
Okay. Would you say you thrashed it?
Thrashed.
Yeah. Would that work there?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Okay, I'm going to ask you about some pronouns here. Say if, without using names or anything like that, if we have to do something together, you say that and have to do this.
You and I?
Sure, okay. Part of the job is not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Well, if you were talking, if you were telling me that you and another fellow were coming over to see me, again, without using names, if he were in the room, you'd say that and.
He and I.
Sure. And if you were going to identify yourself without using your name, say if you knock on the door and you knew that recognized the sound of your voice, I said, who's there? You say, oh, the door is just
me.
Sure. And if you are identifying somebody else, and if it were a male, you say, oh, the door is just
him.
Sure. And if it were female, it's just
she.
And if it's several people,
her.
All right. And if it's several people, it's just
them.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as
it.
Okay. Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as
he.
Okay. Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than he can do it better than
me.
Okay. If a man has been running, say, for 2 miles, after the second mile, he just had to stop. You say the 2 miles was